It feels like something changed in me and there's no turning back. I'm eternal. I'm eternal.
Currently listening to Hunter Game, the tune 6 a.m. Before this, Headbirds with Fly Away from Culture Haas, and Kantos with I-5 South from the Underground People EP. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm DJ Firefly. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com.
WRCT
WRCT
Pittsburgh. We own
everything,
and your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Buddy Guy, talking about slipping out, slipping in, Big Mama Thornton, and why they call her Big Mama. Plus, Etta James will give out her phone number and ask you to give her a call. It's all happening in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. stick around. Lots of great blues coming your way. We're going to start off the show with Bobby Radcliffe from an album called There's a Cold Grave in Your Way from 1994 on Blacktop Records. This is called Blues Medley from Bobby Radcliffe on the Deep Blues Hour. Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
The tiny blue. Everybody wants to know, what do the poor boy do? Everybody wants to know, what do the poor boy do? He got patches on his clothes, newspaper tucked down in his shoe. We'll be right back. folks says, you gotta reap that what you sow. The old folks says, you gotta reap that what you sow. If you're wrong done, child, don't hang around here but in the bowl. You could count on one was right there when no one else is at home. But oh baby, I think I found myself a new friend. But while you were slipping out, oh no, someone else was slipping in. I cry your heart out. I know where I walk, people, and I'm wearing my hair. This big smile you see on my face, you didn't put it there. I got a new way of wearing my hair. This big smile on my face, baby, you didn't put it there. Oh, baby, you just take me back out there where you've been. But while you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in. A new way of walk, people, and I'm wearing my hair. This big smile on my face, baby, you didn't put it there. I got a new way of wearing my hair. This big smile on my face, you didn't put it there. Oh, baby, you just go right back out there where you've been. While you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in. I said, while you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in. I said, while you were slipping out, oh, someone else was slipping in. I said, while you were slipping out, someone else was flipping in.
a song from Buddy Guy entitled Somebody Else Is Stepping In, also known as Slipping In, Slipping Out, from 1994, and a disc called Can't Quit the Blues. They're from Buddy Guy. We also heard from Carrie and Lurie Bell from their album Getting Up, What My Mama Told Me. All right, up next, let's hear from Otis Rush, recorded in the 1950s for Cobra Records. His is All Your Love, Otis Rush, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Speedy Delivery, this is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy Delivery to you.
Let it roll like a big wheel in a Georgia garden field. Honey, honey. Coming it out, ball that yaggity yak. I did coming it out, ball that yaggity yak. Yeah, you make my supper, don't want no talking back. Yeah, you keep a jabbing, talk about this and that. You keep a jabbing, you talk about. The water works.
Well, there you are. Nice little instrumental from Sunnyland Slim entitled From Afar. That's from his release called Chicago Jump. Came out 1986 on Evidence Records. Sunnyland Slim right there, plus Big Joe Turner from his Essential Recordings as collected by Cleopatra Records. That was Honey Hush, of course, from Big Joe Turner. Up next, let's hear from Mama Estella Yancey. This is from a release called Maybe I'll Cry and the Kitchen Sink Blues. Mama Estella Yancey here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Listen, little girl, don't you want a good line like mine? Listen, little girls, don't you want a good man like mine? You can love him, leave him, but you got to be kind. I love my baby deep down in my heart. I love my baby deep down in my heart. Sorry it's got to happen, but the best of friends have to part. Baby, tell the whole wide world I do. I love my baby, tell the whole wide world I do. If it was not no love, I would have done, made away with you. I cannot mistreat you, ain't no need me cry. I cannot mistreat you, ain't no need to cry. Every time I see you leaving me, I almost lose my mind. Don't leave me, don't leave me, Papa in the shade. You might want to come back. I swear it'll be too late. You know I love you, baby. I told you a long time ago. You know I love you, baby. Told you a long time ago. But you were so dissatisfied, you had to have me so-and-so. Now you take that woman that you're crazy about and go. Take that woman that you're crazy about. Take that woman, baby, and go. 'Cause I don't give a if I never see you no more.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Well, he called me Big Mama 'cause I weigh 300 pounds. Called me Big Mama 'cause I weigh 300 pounds. I can rock and I can roll and I can really go to town. Light a fire this morning if you take me home with you. Light a fire.
Aaron Moore right there with Security from his 1996 Delmark release called Hello World. Aaron Moore being a blues musician out of Chicago that was discovered late in his life. Actually, I think after he retired, he finally got to recording. Nice little track there from his disc Hello World. Before Aaron Moore, we heard from Big Mama Thornton, and that was called They Call Me Big Mama. Indeed, it suited her, but man, was she excellent. All right, coming up next, let's hear from Furry Lewis. This is from a Bluesville release called Beale Street Get Down. Of course, Beale Street is in Memphis. Furry Lewis was from Memphis as well. This is When My Baby Left Me here on the Deep Blues Hour.
When my baby left me, she never said a word. My baby left me, she never said a mumbling word. One nothing she seen, it was something that she heard. She caught the rumbling and I caught the falling down. She caught the rumbling and I caught the falling down. Down. I never see her, I never turn around.
This is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
But she moved on Cottage Grove.
is on my soul. Hello, baby. You know I have been sick of down. Hello, baby. You know I have been sick of down. I'm getting up on my feet one more time, baby. Got a while to stir around. All right. Drive a stranger from your door. Never drive a stranger, Lord, from your door. Lord, he may be the best friend. Thank you.
this valley, and I'm on my knees. Lord, I'm down, down in this valley, and I'm on my knees. No, no true love do I see. Well, in all of my friends, and my money's gone. Lord, all of my friends and my money's gone. Lord, and all of my friends and my money's gone. And lost my happy home. Oh, love, Lord, oh, love, oh, careless love. Oh, love, oh, love. Hell is love, Lord, oh love, oh love, oh mean old love. Can't you see what old careless love has done?
John Cephas and Phil Wiggins there with their rendition of the timeless classic, Careless Love. That's from the Smithsonian Folkways Recordings release called Richmond Blues there from Cephas and Wiggins. Plus, we heard from Big Joe Williams in that last set from his release called Absolutely the Best. Fuel 2000 Records put it out. There he was with Cottage Grove. All right. Up next, we're going to hear from the legend himself, Charlie Patton, one of the founders of the blues, founders of the Delta Blues, in fact. Here he is with the Stone Pony Blues, Charlie Patton, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I got the Stone Pony, don't I should have known. I got me a stone pony, don't rush it no more. You can find my stone pony hooked to my rider's door. Fix my pony, revolving my gray mare. Raven Lord, my dream. You can find my store pony down in Lula, times of wild. And I got me a stone pony, don't ride shit no more. Got a stone pony, don't ride shit no more. And I can't be welcome right or no wagon. Big boy going a high hill and I just give me love. Big boy on a high hill, not just give me love. feel welcome, try to know where I go. Well, I didn't come here to steal nobody's brow. Didn't come here to steal nobody's brow. I just stopped by here, well, to keep you from stealing mine. Hello, syndrome, to better we are. If Satan had a now, we alive. Come a stolen night in total quiet down.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
I want to walk, babe. I just want to talk about you. I declare, babe, I want to talk about you, babe. Just about me and you. I don't want to talk to your mother, and neither your father. I just want to talk about you. Me and you, baby. Ever since, baby, you was 5 years old, I was 6 years old, baby. Was going to school together, baby. I was a natural born fool for you, baby. I declare, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm a fool for you, babe. I don't care, baby, what the world may say. I'm a natural born fool for you, babe. I don't care, baby, what your neighbor said, darling. I'm a natural born fool. I'm a natural born fool. You know, baby, I'm a natural born fool for you, baby. I told your mom, and I sat down and told your father too. I'm a fool about your daughter, and I just can't help myself. I just wanna walk, just wanna talk to your daughter. Just wanna walk, just wanna talk. Wanna walk, wanna talk. Tell everything is alright.
telephone. Oh, come on and call me honey. Call me sugar. Hey, baby, you know what I'll do? I'll come. 8-4-2-3-4-8-9. And what's interesting about Zelensky, one day he wants negotiations and the next day he seeks more weapons. And NATO, which Zelensky has many times said, we don't need to be in NATO, understanding that this was always the kind of jujitsu strangeness. They couldn't even join NATO if they were invited to join NATO right now because of the territorial difficulties inside Ukraine.
That's Katrina Vandenhoevel, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Katrina Vandenhoevel on Russia, Ukraine, the war, and the United States. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, with its horrific atrocities and massive refugee crisis, has turned the world upside down. The war will have a huge impact on global food security, as both countries are major exporters of wheat, barley, and other grains. As usual, the media provide very little context and background. We're told ad nauseum that the Russian invasion was unprovoked. A careful look at history reveals a slightly more nuanced picture. To explain is not to excuse Moscow's criminal attack. Meanwhile, as two-time legendary Medal of Honor winner Marine General Smedley Butler reminds us, war is a racket. U.S. weapons corporations are lining up to feed at the trough. Before the war is over, many Ukrainians and Russians will die, while Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and Northrop Grumman will make money hand over fist. Our guest today is Katrina Vandenhoevel. She's the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine. She writes a weekly column for The Washington Post and has edited or co-edited such books as The Change I Believe In and Voices of Glasnost. I talked with her on April 11th. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
Well, clearly the war, the Russian invasion of the Ukraine dominates the media pundits and the politicos in Washington, Moscow, and throughout Europe. But before we get into the actual war itself, talk about the history of these two nations, Russia and the Ukraine, and how they've been intertwined, not just geographically, but culturally, their languages, Russian, you're a Russian speaker, and Ukrainian are very close. So someone told me it was like a Spanish and Portuguese in terms of being similar. So talk about that background between the two countries.
Thank you for beginning with history. I followed Russia over many years, 40 years plus, and the U.S.-Russian relationship. In terms of Ukraine, what I do know is that every Russian I have known over these last years has a relative of some kind in Ukraine. The intertwining of families, of relationships, to some extent culture, has been deep. And there's a sense of a Slavic brother, Russia, Ukraine, to some extent, Belarus. Part of the conflict that we witness has such deep history. We can talk about that. But there is a sense, without demeaning Ukraine's independence and sovereignty, of a civil war inside Ukraine that had to do with linguistic rights. One of the first things that happened in 2014 was the abolition of Russian language use in the eastern part. So there's been a kind of civil war between the East and the West over the years that has become a proxy war in some measure. Because I don't think you can talk about the Ukraine crisis right now without calling it a Ukraine, Russia, US, NATO crisis. But Ukraine has a deep history, complicated history. I mean, so much of that terrain has been defined by a war, World War II, that, you know, killed 27 million people, Soviets, which we know so little about. But we do know the East-West confrontation over Ukraine is now the epicenter of not a new Cold War anymore, David. It's a hot war.
just to back up even a little bit before World War II, which when Germany invaded the Soviet Union and took tremendous destruction in Ukraine, prior to that,